Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Ah, 3 o'clock on a live imaging Tuesday on Mason in Ireland. You feel it? You feel it, sexy eyes?
Who's this, Chris?
Dr. Hook.
Oh, this is Dr. Hook. Dr. Hook had a lot of hits.
Did he?
Did you think I was calling you sexy eyes?
I accepted that as a compliment.
When you're in love with a beautiful woman, that was
great
Dr.
song.
Hood.
Very true.
And they had some other hits,
cover
too.
Of Rolling Stone, a few other hits, yeah.
Now, what kind of doctor was he?
He was a Dr. Hook.
Of love.
Doctor of love?
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
Who isn't a doctor of love these days? By the way, you want to love Mason and Ireland?
You are not a doctor in
love.
Oh,
I disagree.
Oh, my God.
What is your problem?
When
I've been very positive to that.
When is the last time you've known love?
How do you know I'm not in love right now?
Because we're with you all the time.
With me all the time?
Cappy keeps tabs on you. He tells me what's going on. I know what's going on when I see you around. I think you need love.
How do you know I'm not in love with a beautiful woman, as Dr.
Hook
once said?
I think you need a beautiful woman to be in love with.
How do you know?
Do you think he's got a beautiful woman on the side?
I think he has several.
I've slowed down.
Fact, I'm quite confident.
I'm old now.
I'm old.
Not
man.
Taking two at a time anymore?
No, not like Fredo was. You couldn't get...
taking two at a time. It's exactly
players couldn't get a drink.
Cocktail waitresses. Two at a time. You know, have you noticed that Paramount runs the crap out of The Godfather now?
Yep.
It's like you could, at every any given day, you can find it at any time.
Absolutely.
So good.
All right. So everything came to a halt last night as the Lakers were eliminated once again by the Denver Nuggets in the playoffs. Now, one thing that you just pointed out to me that I had not noticed, they showed the
plays of the game. Let me ask you guys about this. So, Brian, did you watch the game last night?
Yeah, I did.
Greg?
Of course I did.
All right, did you watch the final play?
Yes,
Jamal
I did.
Murray,
yes.
You guys saw Jamal Murray's game winner.
Yes. Yes.
Right. All right, so this happened, and I decided not to make an issue out of it on the air because I thought it would sound like whining, but it absolutely happened. So Murray hits, it's 106-106. Murray hits the game winner. And
that's your final call.
There's still 2 seconds left. I referenced that Torian Prince,
he got clocked,
gets the ball from LeBron and gets tackled at half court with like 1 second on the clock. The question is, go ahead and play the call. See if I even mention it.
Murray dribbles left toward the basket, pulls up 10 footer. Good. Lakers have no timeouts. Here's the season. LeBron to Prince. No good. Season over. Lakers lose the final. Nuggets 108. Lakers 106, series over, game over. Nuggets on to the second round, and the Lakers, who led in every game at halftime, lose the series in 5 games.
I didn't mention
it. No, did not mention
it. Prince got clobbered.
He did.
But, Greg, I don't know if I'm a ref if I'm giving him 3 free throws to decide a playoff game on a half quarter.
Absolutely.
What do you think?
Cannot do it.
Cannot do that.
No way that you can make that
even
call.
Even if we all agree that it was 100% a foul.
Legit.
100% a foul. If it was in the first quarter, and what you would like to say, if it was the
That's,
first
quarter.
I got
quarter, that from Stu Lance.
Yeah, first quarter to second quarter buzzer, they would have called it there most likely. You can't do it there.
Yeah, I don't think you can decide.
No, you cannot do it.
A good official manages the game.
Yeah.
What are the odds of Torian Prince throwing in a 45-footer?
Right, exactly.
How great would it be if they did call it and he missed a free throw? Or even he missed two to lose, actually.
They missed a ton of free throws.
They missed 9 free throws. I think it was the main reason they lost the game. Austin, who's the best free throw shooter on our team, got fouled in the fourth quarter on a three and missed the first two.
Right.
So, Spencer Dinwiddie missed two, by the way.
All night long, they batted the free throw line.
They were 16-25.
Yeah, batted the free
throw. By the way, they lost by two. They make half of those.
Yep.
They make 5 of the 9. They win. So, they had their chances.
So,
sure.
Today we've been talking about it, and all this stuff broke immediately after the game because every writer already had their story written and ready to go, that LeBron is likely and almost certainly going to opt out of his contract. And one of the and we'll have a chance to re-sign with the Lakers. And by all indications, the Lakers and LeBron want to continue together. The question is, Bronny is in the draft. And Bronny did not have a
great... If he elects not to go back to school.
Correct. And right. Bronny did not have a great year at USC, obviously was limited because of the heart issue, and then barely really got a lot of playing time.
Can I tell you something about this story?
Sure.
The Lakers have the 17th and the 55th pick.
Correct.
Okay. I don't think Bronny's going in the first round.
No.
So if he's still on the board with the 55th
pick... Take him at 55.
I'm
for that.
And he's athletically... just as good as most players on an NBA bench right now, and he's 19. So I have no problem with this. I don't understand why people are getting all worked up over this thing. Well, he's not ready to be an NBA player. Half the guys on G League teams aren't ready to be NBA players.
Here's Brian Windhorst on Bronny James and where he is right now, whether or not he wants to play with his dad.
LeBron kind of changed his the way he's talked about that during the season. He made it clear that that was his dream. It wasn't necessarily Bronny's dream to play with him.
Shut up, Dad.
I will play obviously from the McAfee show.
And I know that Bronny has like put statements out on Instagram. I really would like, you know, he's never really done an interview, and I'm not even saying he's got to do an interview, but I would love for us to stop guessing and asking, you know, LeBron about what Bronny wants. I would love it if Bronny would just come out and say, this is what I want. Whether it's in an interview or whether he just makes a video or whether he comes on your show and says, this is what I would like to do. And then there's clarity and there's no barriers.
Yeah, nobody knows exactly what Bronny wants to do. We got some breaking news. What
according is it? According to Alden Gonzalez News, Mike Trout needs surgery on his knee. Sources tell me and Jeff Passan.
He's having a great year.
The extent is not known, but a source said it is not expected to be season-ending. Story shortly on ESPN. There's also more. Adrian Wojnarowski, Celtics center Kristaps Porzingis, is expected to miss a minimum of several games with his right soleus strain.
Well, this is when I saw Bill Simmons at Christmas, I said, I think the Celtics are the best team I've seen in person. He said, yeah, but do you trust Porzingis to stay healthy for the whole playoffs?
Right.
And there it goes. Now he's out indefinitely.
And Trout.
He can never get it done. Well, he's done. He's just broken down.
He is broken down. Now, this is multiple years now in a row that we've seen Mike Trout break down. And again, hopefully it's not season ending. By all indications, at least from that report, he will return at some point this year after this knee surgery. But we don't know how long he will be out. As for the Angels, it's going to be another lost year.
Look at this. So this year, he's played 29 games this year. Last year, 82. 2022, 119. 36th the year before that. In the shortened season, he played 53, and then it was 134. So he has not played more than 120 games since 2019.
Yeah, that's over. That's over. And by the way, he recently came out and reiterated that he wants to stay with the Angels. Torrey Hunter said he does not want to be traded. He wants to. He doesn't just want to win a championship. He wants to win a championship with the Angels.
Who's trading for him in that contract?
Nobody. No,
you can't.
No.
Like, you're
does he have an opt out coming up though? I mean,
but what value does he have in an opt out? Exactly. You opt out and sign for less?
No. If he opts out and signs for a longer deal, in like with the Yankees, I mean, or somebody that needs an outfielder. So what? When
an outfielder that doesn't play.
Well, hold on. When he plays, like, look at his numbers this year. He's been really good.
But look at his playing time availability over the last 4 years. He's just not your most valuable quality is your availability.
Where I think he might end up is Philly. He grew up in New Jersey as a Phillies fan, and I could see that happen.
But again, who takes that contract? I mean, I think the Angels actually have to pay some of that contract.
He would have to opt out.
He's signed through 2030. I don't see...
No, I think there's an opt-out in there.
Contains no opt-outs.
Really?
No opt-outs.
What's his average, like, roughly what's he
this
making
year? This year he's making $35 million, and it's $35 all the way through.
Yeah, that's actually reasonable.
$37 with
the... There's guys into the 40s now.
With the signing bonus.
But you're right. It depends how good his health is.
You're going to pay $35 million to a guy that's not going to play?
Well, the Angels do it all the time.
Yeah, they've done it a bunch of times.
Yeah,
Unfortunately, the era of Mike Trout is over. The every year top two MVP
But
chase.
He was doing that this year. He was on his way.
But again, I mean, he's become a broken down guy. This is like multiple
years
in a row.
He didn't make it to May.
By the way, did you guys see something happened in the Dodger game last night? that hasn't happened in, it's like 17 or 18 years.
I watched part of this game.
They had, nobody struck out for the Dodgers. Not one strikeout. Like today, Jack Flaherty was pitching against his old team. The first six guys struck out.
Right.
He's had 14 strikeouts. The Dodgers had zero. I can't remember a game where a team had zero strikeouts.
It's been 19 years, I think. Parker, that's what you're saying? 19 years since it's been?
Since anybody's done
18,
it?
18, something around there.
Wow.
It's been a really long time. And by the way, it's another crazy thing. Mookie Betts has not struck out in his last 12 games. Not once.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it's Tony Gwynn-esque.
In this day and age, that is incredible. By the way, if you've not had a chance to see, you know, we've talked a lot about production at the bottom of the lineup for the Dodgers. Andy Pahas is that. I mean, he has been just absolutely terrific since he got called up. Cuban kid who looks, I mean, it seems like he has a feel for the strike zone, extra base hits, couple of home runs. Bergman, I think Pahas is the real deal.
Yeah, he seems to be. I just want him to do what he did, what James Outman did last year. It's like he started off really hot, started to fall off, and figured out. He made adjustments to the adjustments. If Pahas can do that, he can last a really
long
time.
By the way, I also want Outman to be more like he was last year.
That would be good. He's hitting the ball hard.
Last year's Outman.
Yeah, it's just he's hitting the ball.
This year's Pahas, last year's Outman together, bottom of the lineup.
Outman is basically just a platoon center fielder. We have a bunch of platoon guys.
By the way,
Pahas is not, though.
I just put a bet out there on Cut.
Yeah.
Maybe you want to take the other side of this. I've got Dodgers Diamondbacks under 9.5.
See, I'm going back and forth on that. I think under makes the most sense with Jordan Montgomery.
Jordan Montgomery on the
mound. Landon Knack has actually been good outside of like one inning.
Yeah, one inning.
Each start.
Yeah, I like the under in that game. You don't like that?
No, I like the under.
By the way, if you're not on the Cut app, you should do it. Download the Cut app. It's KUTT. Enter ESPNLA for a 10% deposit bonus, and then you can bet against me and Bergman and everybody else. Join our social group once you sign up, and we're kicking bets back and forth. That bet's out there right now if you want the over on Dodgers Diamondbacks.
By the way, there's some conversation going on Twitter.
Okay.
That people think that I want the most hated award is like a coveted award to me.
You do. You covet.
I wouldn't mind it.
No, you want.
But I've already been nominated as most hated on the Reddit page several times.
Right, but you want this award.
I mean, I don't really care. I think that they're all plotting together to now vote you as most hated as like a bid on me. Which I would actually sign up for that.
Me too.
Because you
Mason
winning,
is all about winning awards.
Yes, but this one will eat in his brain.
No, it will.
I can guarantee you.
I think you're overvaluing how it might affect him.
I think you really are overstating.
Come on, John. You've worked with him for 30 years.
Yeah.
Him getting up there, loses host of the year.
Yeah.
Let's say you lose host of the year.
I assume I'm going to lose host of the year.
And you win most hated.
I would say.
And you've got to face your mother and not stepdad Leo at the Mandy sitting there. Yeah. And they go, really? You're the most hated?
Wait a minute. Are you telling me I get a big trophy?
Yeah, you get a
trophy. Okay, I'm for that. Give me the big trophy.
I don't know. I don't think you can
mentally
take it.
I don't care about most hated, most loved, most whatever. That doesn't make any difference. You always think you're trolling me and you're going to get me going. You can't get me going. I'm not an offendable
Nobody
person.
Knows how to get you going like me.
I am not offendable. I cannot be offended.
Really?
Stuff you say does
Should
not
offend
me. Should
we bring up some of the history of you and meetings?
Yeah, sure. Bring it up.
You've spent like days on it when all simply Gray wanted to ask you about what time you get here every day. You've spent weeks talking about it on the air.
Well, when you guys dressed me down?
I did not dress you
meeting?
Down.
Oh, yeah, you did. You and Bergman dressed me down.
I didn't dress you down. He simply wanted me to sit in.
Hey, Ireland, they dressed me down.
Now, this seems like a guy who rationally could deal with winning most hated.
I would love to win most hated. I would love. I mean, I'd rather win most beloved, but I will take most hated if that's the second prize.
Boom! How do you like that one?
Yeah, you can't get to me.
I can get to you very easily.
You can't.
Really? Do you want Corporate Greg and I to get to you tomorrow? That's easy.
I mean, we can.
What will you do to get to me tomorrow?
Whatever we want. We could pull an air check from last week and say, hey, listen.
I'm not sitting in on that crap.
What? No, we don't need to sit in. We'll just send it to you. Like, hey, why don't you listen back to this? You sounded a little off
your
game.
Well, you know, I learned this in a meeting. You know what you can do with feedback? You can you can ignore it.
Right.
Or you can reject it.
Ignore
it or reject it. One or the other.
What if we have producer Lindsay do an air check session with you?
Yeah, can I sit that
You're
one
gonna
out?
You're going to regret this.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I'm a big Lindsay fan, but no. I mean, she's not going to listen to my air check. Sorry. Swipe left.
Oh, come on.
All right, coming up next. John, what do you want to do next? I actually, you know what I think, John?
What?
I think we should take a couple calls.
You're going to open the lines up?
Yeah, I'm going to open the lines.
Hot lines
Tuesday?
Yeah,
I want to get a couple of calls in here, get a little flavor in here. A
little flavor, huh?
A little flavor.
You got nothing, huh?
Well, here's the question. Do you want me to do something other than Lakers? Because I will if
well,
you're
we just
telling
said,
me
we did,
you
like,
should.
Dodgers, Angels.
Dodgers, Angels. Yeah, we get stuff.
You want to, what, how about you engage with John and I on a Kings conversation as they get ready to play the Oilers?
No, I've not seen him play.
Oh.
I'm just going to be frank and honest and direct and say I have not seen them. Been to games. Love the games. What are you snarling about?
I'm not snarling at all.
You're snarling.
I'm listening to you.
You're snarling. All right. Coming up next for you, we will take some of your calls. 877-710-ESPN. Lakers lose last night. Now the big question is, LeBron's going to opt out. Do you keep LeBron? Do you not keep LeBron? Do you offer him a deal? How big a deal? Is there a path for LeBron to still win a championship with the Lakers, or is that time over? Should they draft Bronny James maybe at 55? They've got a late second-round draft pick this year, mid-second-round draft pick. Do they go Bronny with that, and how do you feel about all that stuff? 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN. Plus, John, I've got a mission. And I'm going to tell you what it is coming up next. You're in on it. You're
okay.
in on it.
Okay.
Bergman, you're in on it. Brian, you're in on it. Morales, I'm not sure if you're in on it. We'll do it coming up. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Oh, God, why didn't you tell me? My mom is so excited because she got her books. You know, if your mom's like mine and she dealt with you for all these years, like my mom's like... Steve Mason. Oh, what a pain in the ass. But, you know, the great thing is Mother's Day is a chance, and it's coming up on May the 12th. Mother's Day is a chance to give your mom flowers, and she deserves the best. I already sent my mom farm fresh flowers from Books. That's short for bouquets. And right now, I got you 25% off your entire Books purchase, so you can send some too. Here's what I like about the Books company. Books is way different. Their flowers are cut fresh, sourced directly from the best flower farms, so they last way longer. They even have flowers that grow on the side of a volcano. Books has got modern designs, unique flowers you can't find anywhere else. It's simple. I went online, picked the delivery date. I'm done. Mother's Day, May the 12th. That's a week from Sunday. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom. Order your Books right now, and with 25% off, you can send some to mom, wife, aunt, grandma, whoever it is, the lady in your life. Go to Books.com. Use promo code ESPN for 25% off. That's Bouqs.com. Promo code ESPN. That's Books. Promo code ESPN. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Mason and Ireland each day, it's like afternoon delight. Kind of.
Yes, it is.
If you close your eyes.
What movie does this make you think of, Chris?
It does make me think of... Whatchamacallit? Anchorman.
Yep, Anchorman.
That's the one.
Live Imaging Tuesday presented by Kia, downtown LA on Mason and Ireland. Don't forget, 4 o'clock, Shidano and Cappy for your afternoon drive. And then a special edition of Lakers Talk with Sliwa tonight at 7 p.m. You can take out all your aggression on Sli.
Yes, do
just
that.
Slap him around.
Why not?
That's what I say.
You know, I'm the newest Lakers fan now, Mace.
The newest? We've minted a Lakers fan.
After last night. After that
how long have you lived in Los Angeles?
My entire life.
Yeah, and you've just become a Lakers fan.
I was
fan
a Jordan
now.
Bulls guy, kid. Yeah. I was a Lakers fan in the early, the Phil years.
During the good years.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then you bailed. When
and
it got
I
tough.
Watched a lot of games as a kid during the Eldon Campbell years.
Sure, sure. That was a era.
And now I am ready for the carnival to continue.
Yes! Bring on the carnival. I'm buying the e-ticket.
The LeBron
experience.
James show will continue.
Yes,
right,
it will.
Let's see what the people think.
Let's think about that.
Let's go to Mando in Santa Barbara. Hey, Mando, you're on ESPN LA. Hi.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Watch that Laker game last night.
Yeah.
Mando,
yeah, sorry, man.
Going to have to let you go. Your connection
doesn't
is
work.
Lousy.
Sorry. That sucks.
Jim in Ontario. Hey, Jim, you're on ESPN LA. Hi.
Gentlemen, this has been the journey of the past two seasons. In both instances, the coaches used smaller players. You had Fando, Wood, Christie, Reddish. None of those guys played in this series, just like Gabriel and Brown didn't play in the last series. It's part of the reason why the coaches have these crazy lineups. He's obsessed with hamsters, and it's just get him in for both times. And for that reason alone, and for not developing Christie throughout the entire season, that's absolutely criminal. That's my time, gentlemen. I'll talk to you
all
guys.
All right,
man.
There's a take. Yeah, I mean, I think, by the way, I wouldn't have mind seeing Christie in this series.
Me too.
I mean, Spencer Dinwiddie was doing absolutely nothing. I would have rather seen Max Christie out there hungry and doing something. I think that in the end, this was similar to last year's experience, and it was similar because it's the same opponent, and we basically brought the same team back and expected a different result. And
well, it was a different result. You won one playoff game.
Oh, yeah,
time.
That was the difference.
Hey,
you're right.
Thank
that
you for
was
pointing that out.
That was a difference.
Here's
right.
Primo in South Central.
Maybe next year you can win, too.
Hey, Primo, you're on ESPN LA. Hi.
Guys, there are many things that hurt me about the Lakers losing, but the main thing that's sitting on my brain is the fact that Coach Ham, you don't have to be a non-member of Mensa to have a tough edge. You can be a tough guy and still be media friendly. But when he's out there dapping and shaking hands and hugging with people who used to be his friends on other teams and stuff while we're doing battle, that is not a good look. That means his conversation in the locker room is not something that Hannibal or Alexander the Great or Julius Caesar would be talking about.
Right, right.
That's what upset me.
Good job,
okay.
Primo.
All right. Very good.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, I mean,
if
I
you
think
had Julius Caesar being mentioned on the show,
Caesar,
that's a win.
I love how Darvin Ham people want to go after today, but dare you go after Dave Roberts after a team gets swept in the playoffs?
No, you can go after anybody you want.
Well, I do.
There's no
restriction. But people
are
very upset. I can't wait for October when I bring
this
up.
I called for Dave Roberts to be fired, just
for
the record.
After I broke the bobblehead.
Don't.
And now you've reversed on that.
After they lost.
Now you've reversed on it.
We have no what choice do we have? If he wins this year, great. He stays. If he doesn't, he's gone.
Go back to the phones.
How's that different than your position?
Go back to the phones.
Oh, screw you. Let's go to...
I give you all your ideas of bits.
You don't give me anything.
Of course I do.
Okay, here's Terry in Chino Hills. I like this. Terry, you're on after. You're on 710 ESPN. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. First time caller. My
Welcome.
Question Terry. Is, why would the Lakers waste a draft pick on LeBron James' son? He hasn't done anything at USC. He doesn't do anything to prove a draft that high. Why would we waste a pick on him?
So we're Terry, LeBron. A couple of things. First of all, the pick we're talking about is the number 55 pick in the draft. That player very rarely makes it to the NBA.
Well, this one will.
this one will.
This one will. And we'll play.
So if it's the cost of doing business and it helps you keep LeBron, let me flip your question on you. Why wouldn't you do it with the 55th pick?
And LeBron will be with us for another year,
right.
2 years,
right.
maybe?
Yeah, 2 years.
And now you're stuck with losing him, and you got his son sitting on the bench.
Well, wait, you're not stuck with losing him. You would get him for 2 years if you do this.
Correct. I'm sorry. Yes, you're right.
So why you don't want LeBron?
LeBron is a great player. You can never take that away from him. I respect him. I watch the game. He plays his heart out.
Yep.
Your view is different than mine. I'm looking at the roster, and we sent away some great picks. I would love to be able to get a player that would be better than LeBron's son.
Right. Okay.
That's my hope.
All right. Yeah. Okay. I mean, at 55.
Good luck.
I mean, at 55, good luck finding a player.
Matter of fact, at 15, good luck finding a player.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. All right. So I wanted to get to this. Ireland, you and I and Bergman and Brian have talked many times. Actually, let me phrase this a different way. What are you doing on Sunday, June the 2nd? Sunday, June
2.
Are you in town?
I don't know yet. I might be in Idaho, but what's happening? I could. Okay. I could be.
Is it an any other day type of situation?
Maybe not.
No.
What do you got?
He said he wants to do it. You said you want to do it.
I'm out of town that day.
Well, what's what are you
skydiving? Yeah. I'm trying to get I'll try to make that work. Yeah,
I'll try and make that work.
Okay, good.
Well,
yeah.
do we want Brian to be there?
Yeah, we gotta have Brian.
Well, yeah, well, let's say we don't have to on that day.
Yeah, we'll pick a date that you're here, but I definitely want to do it in Morales. I want to see you skydiving.
Nope.
Why don't we do it the day after the Mandy's? Because we know we'll all be here then.
Oh, that's a good idea. Day after the Mandy's would be the 23rd. That's all right. That's better.
Dropping from an airplane.
Falling from an airplane after the Mandy's?
Yeah, that sounds a little bit rough on my head.
You think that sounds rough?
Or maybe we do it one day, like the morning of the show. We do it in the morning and then do the show.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
But what if something happens to Mace and then he ends up winning Host of the Year and he's never there?
Wait, like what, he dies from the skydiving
accident?
Maybe
he has to go to the hospital.
If we die, we die.
Yeah, if we die, we die. That's exactly the slogan.
Yeah.
The slogan when we go skydiving is absolutely, if we die, we die.
If we die, we die!
Let's go!
I really like yesterday when Pepe was in here, when you played that, you screamed in his face. it was really good.
That gut was bummed.
You know, Pepe. I was trying to get him to focus.
Focus.
Yeah, and I
he's
finally
got none
did.
Of his own takes. Just copied whatever John was saying yesterday.
He did. He did. It's true.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, John, what's
he doing? La-di-da is right. Well, I don't know if I'm going to Pepe for hot sports takes.
Well, when it comes to the Lakers, very hot takes.
Yeah, they're
scalding hot.
Not very hot.
Lakers in three.
Lakers in three. Exactly right.
Whoopie-doo.
Hey, there's one little nugget I didn't play you about Bronny that I want to get to, and... It's an interesting take. It's Windhorst again, but he's talking about the way Bronny was used at USC and the way he might be used differently at the next level. We'll do that coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Let me tell you about what's going to be scalding and hot tonight.
Pepe's takes.
Cappy and I, look at Sedano staring me down. He's mad because I did the LeBron bit earlier.
Oh, no.
Guys, 6 years ago. It's going to be scalding and hot. Party, party, oh, party tonight at the East Central Hotel. You know why? Because Cappy and I are staying there. Our downtown home away from home. Because we want entertainment. And East Central Downtown LA is the home of entertainment. Jack, a contemporary hotel with an authentic LA vibe. You know what I'm saying? Right across the street from LA Live. So listen, the Lakers may be out of it, but there's still a lot of reasons you're going to be down here, downtown LA. And you're going to want a party. You're going to want a place to sleep. How about the biggest hotel rooms in downtown LA? I can even fit all my luggage in it. And I bring a lot of luggage. Sucker. So come on out. I'm having problems today. Yeah.
Luttigage.
I'm getting all excited thinking about Cappy and I tonight at the Knicks
so
Lounge.
So busy entertaining.
Overlooking Fig. The Knicks Lounge is where you want to get a nice cocktail. Then you go up to your room. Maybe you get into some fun and frivolity. Or maybe you just go to sleep. Either way, the East Central Hotel.
Your oversized room. By the way, Chris, right?
It is.
Your oversized
room. It's a big room. Yeah.
It's big. You can fit the entire Mishbook in there. And we'd still have room for more. East Central Hotel, 213-748-1291. East Central Hotel in downtown Los Angeles. Entertainment's official address. And we will be going live, I think, tonight on Instagram from one of our hotel rooms. Cappy and I.
Can I join?
In the hotel room?
No, in the Instagram.
Sure, we can arrange
yeah,
that.
Just
you want to go live with us?
Yeah, I'll go live with you.
And then it really will be entertainment.
It will be entertaining.
And entertainment. We've really butchered this read. East Central, downtown LA, our home away from home.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
24 minutes in front of 4 o'clock, a live imaging Tuesday presented by Kia, downtown L.A., on Mason and Ireland. That read you were doing in the break, man, that was rough.
Yeah, you know, I thought it took me several times to get it. Maybe when I got it, so good, it was worth the
wait.
You
might want to work with Cappy on how to do reads. You know, Cappy's kind of good.
Is Cappy better? Who's the best at reads?
Cappy and Ireland
are the two best, and me and Shadano are the worst?
I didn't say the worst.
You said Shadano was the worst, and I'm the worst.
I never said Shadano was the worst.
You said Shadano and Cappy are on a level of their own, and then it drops down to me and Shadano.
No, what? Wait, I said Cappy and Ireland.
Oh, yeah. Cappy and Ireland.
Then Shadano.
I pride myself in getting those done in one take.
Well,
not always.
He's a one take machine.
I'm not a one taker.
You are not a one taker.
I'm not a one taker.
You know who's not a one taker at all?
Who?
Sliwa. And he does pickups.
Yeah.
So it's tough to edit sometimes. Because he'll do a pickup. A pickup, by the way, is when we're recording and we just say, oh, I picked that up. And you usually start at the beginning of the sentence.
Right.
He'll do it
in the middle of the sentence.
Yeah. Hey, will you guys, now that the Lakers have been eliminated, how much basketball will you guys watch?
That's a good question.
I think Mace is going to drop quickly to zero.
Could.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a Lakers fan more than I'm an NBA fan.
Right, like after the Kings, play tonight?
Right.
Or is it tomorrow night? Do we ever figure that out?
Kings? Edmonton?
It's tonight.
Tonight,
yeah.
Go Kings, go.
If they lose, I'm probably out of the
You won't watch
playoffs.
Hockey.
But if they're
anymore.
In it, I'll watch. Yeah. I'm more of a Kings fan than I am a hockey fan.
No. Sorry, this is wrong. They play tomorrow night.
What is going on over there?
Your calendar is all over me.
You said tonight.
You said it, and then you said it.
You were
wrong the first time, so he just followed you down wrong lane.
But the Clippers play tomorrow night too, right?
The Clippers and the Kings both play tomorrow night. Yes.
Okay, got it.
But the Clippers are the Kings are in Edmonton.
So our Los Angeles sports hopes depend on the Clippers and the Kings, who are probably both going to be down 3-1. Well,
correct.
The Kings are down 3-1.
Kings are down 3-1, yeah.
All that talk about the Clippers, I can't wait to see them lose. Can't wait to see them lose.
Well, they're 2-2.
I know. I still think Dallas is going to beat
Harden played really well over the weekend.
He did. No Kawhi again.
Can you do it 2 games in a row, though?
Yeah,
Harden?
I think so. Mm. I'm picking Dallas, series. But let's see.
Dallas is going to win that series, I think. All right, this is a little nugget I want to drop in about Bronny James. We've all been talking, the Lakers spend pick 55 or whatever it is on Bronny James. So Brian Windhorst said something interesting because he played at USC this year and started late because of the heart issue, never really got into a groove. This is what Windhorst says about Bronny and how he projects.
When I talk to scouts about Bronny, they don't think that he was able to put his best foot forward this year because USC didn't play him in his position. They had several different guard prospects that were, you know, NBA draft prospects, and he played sort of on the wing. They say he should play point guard, which is where he played and excelled when he was in high school. And he obviously had that terrible health event that happened last summer, and he was expected to go right into playing Pac-12 basketball with no real buildup. So what the scouts are saying to me is that they've got to he should go play someplace where he can show that he can be a point guard and he can build up his skills, and that may not be USC.
So they were playing him out of position is what NBA people are telling Windhorst.
I think he's a good athlete, and I'll say it. There are a ton of players in the G League and on the end of NBA benches who aren't better than him.
Right.
So, I mean, there's the idea that he couldn't be helpful or competitive in a G League or NBA setting, especially when he's only 19, 20 years old, is wrong.
Plus, it's part of the deal.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it.
I have zero issue with any of this.
Lakers are making a bargain. They will make another bargain with LeBron James for another contract and pay him well. And one of the, among the things that he will want to see is, one, the Lakers make a big move to bring in additional talent, better supporting cast. Two, I think Lakers taking LeBronny at 55 makes perfect sense.
And to me, it's not as big. Like Travis said, that would be a disaster.
Pick
I don't know
55.
What he's talking about.
Come on.
Yeah. All right, he's overvaluing draft picks is what he's doing.
Jacob Imrani is here, which means it's time
the last
to play
day of the month.
Game of Games. Oh, right. What's
this
the score?
This is a big game of
Huge.
Games. Like Greg and Brian, I've got half of it locked up, but they can get the other half. If Greg or Brian win, then they get half the money. They get half the 10 grand. If I win, I get it all. And if anybody else besides the three of us wins, I get it all. So there's a lot for me to play for. It's a very big game of games.
All right. And it is my game today. And it is a game based on something Brian brought up, National Shelter Pet Day.
Okay.
So Game of Games is all about dogs. We will do that. Coming up next, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Time to talk about iSpot Active. If you golf, play pickleball, soccer, basketball, football, anything that makes you sore, you got to try this wearable cryotherapy. iSpot Active. The only way you can get this is to go to their website, iSpotActive.com. I-C-E-B-O-D, Active.com. You go to that website, you'll see James Worthy, one of the owners of the company on there. There's a testimonial from a doctor. It'll answer any questions you have. And by the way, that's the only way you can get this stuff, is to go to that website, iSpotActive.com. And you have nothing to lose. They offer a full 100% money-back guarantee and free shipping. So if you try this stuff and you don't like it, you can send it back, but you won't. Everybody I've turned on to this loves it. You put this stuff on for 20 minutes, and if you're like me, you won't be sore anymore. Try iSpot Active. Check it out today at that website, iSpotActive.com.
All right, here we go in this Game of Games time. We've got four players. The great Jacob Imrani is here. Jacob, I know it's a sad day, but how you feeling? How you holding up?
I was really hoping that I'd be coming here with a big smile today with a lot of things, talking about a Thursday game.
Yeah.
So obviously we're not doing that.
Not doing that, but you got a chance to win here.
Yes.
By the way, if you win...
I'm actually rooting for you today, Jacob, because if you win, I win the month.
Yeah.
Is that right?
If or you win. Yeah.
Yes. And if Brian or Greg wins, they win a share of the month. Now, the game today.
Really?
It is National Shelter Dog Day. And I've got a series of questions about dogs. They are multiple choice, and they're pretty straightforward. Here is number one. What kind of dog was Scooby-Doo? He was either a Great Dane or a Weimaraner. Great Dane or Weimaraner? Jacob.
Great Dane.
Great Dane. Ireland.
Great Dane.
Great Dane. Bergman.
Great Dane.
Great Dane. And Brian.
I'll go with the crowd. Great Dane.
Great Dane is the correct answer. Yes. I never even thought about it before. But yeah, he's a Great Dane.
Was that other thing a real dog name?
Yeah, Weimaraner is a dog.
Absolutely
similar to real. A Great Dane. All right, number two. According to a national survey, what percentage of dogs sleep in bed with their owner? What percentage of dogs sleep in bed with their owner? It is either 45% or 65%. Ireland, which one is it?
Wow, this is hard. I'm going to say 65.
65. Bergman.
I'm going to go 45.
45. Brian.
I'm going to go 65.
65.
As well.
Jacob.
I'm going to go 45 too. I think 65 is next to the bed, not inside the bed.
Correct answer. 45% of dogs sleep with their owners in bed.
You're on the
Greg
same page
and Jacob.
There.
All right. Number three. As of 2023, what is the number one dog breed in America? More of this breed than any other right now. It is either a Labrador Retriever or a French Bulldog. Labrador Retriever or French Bulldog. Bergman.
I'm going to go French Bulldog because Labrador was a while ago.
Okay, Brian.
I'm going to go Bulldog as well.
Bulldog. Jacob.
Seen a lot of Bulldogs lately.
Going Bulldog?
Yes.
Ireland.
Let me take my shot here. I'll go Labrador.
And you're right to do it. It is a Labrador Retriever.
Yeah.
Yes. Number four. So it's Jacob 2, Ireland 2, Bergman 2, Brian 1. Number 4. How many permanent teeth does a dog have? It is either 32 or 42, Brian.
42.
Says 42. Jacob.
I'll go with 32.
32, says Ireland.
I'll go 42.
42, Bergman.
What, Jacob again? 32.
Correct answer. 42 teeth. 42 teeth
so
for a dog.
That was me and Brian.
Yep. Okay. So Ireland has a lead. You guys, what
Brian
are you doing?
Brian's with me. Brian has three.
Number five. What is the breed of dog that former President Barack Obama owns? It is either an Australian Ridgeback or a Portuguese Water Dog. Australian Ridgeback or Portuguese Water Dog. Which one is Barack Obama's dog? Jacob.
The first one.
Australian Ridgeback.
Yes.
Ireland.
Portuguese Water Dog.
Portuguese Water Dog. Bergman.
Portuguese Water Dog.
And Brian.
I'm going to go Ridgeback, too.
Correct answer. Portuguese Water Dog. Yes.
Okay, so you know what? I was wrong, Brian. You only had two. And so, Greg, it's now I have four. Brian, two. Greg, two. Jacob, two.
I should have three. I just got that one.
Okay, so you think you have three.
Yeah, one less. I'm one behind you.
Okay.
For sure.
Here is number six. Which is faster, a greyhound or a cheetah? Ireland.
Wow, this is hard. I'll go Greyhound.
Greyhound. Bergman.
It has to be a cheetah, right? Cheetah.
Cheetah. Brian.
Cheetah.
Cheetah. Jacob.
I'm going to go cheetah.
The correct answer. A greyhound is nowhere close to a fast. Yeah,
yeah, okay. Cheetah's like the fastest animal.
So Greg has tied me, and then Jacob and Brian are one back.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. What is the strangest feature of any dog's face? Either they have three eyelids, or their snout is the same length as the distance between its ears. Three eyelids or snout same length as distance between ears. Do we go to the leader now? Or
sure,
do you
me or
go?
Greg.
Greg.
Snout same distance between the ears.
Okay, got it.
I'm with Greg, snout.
Snout, Bergman. Oh, I'm sorry, Brian.
I said that.
What was the other option?
Three eyelids
or... Yeah, let's go three eyelids.
Three eyelids, yeah, okay. Yeah. And Jacob?
I'm going snout, too.
Correct answer. Three eyelids.
Yeah. Oh, Brian ties for the lead.
Yeah. I knew it couldn't be the other one. My other dog's snout was so short and the head was so big.
I just totally made that up.
All right.
Okay, so we got a race, right?
Yeah, it's 4-4-4-3. Okay. How many are left?
There are two left.
Okay, so Jacob gets to go last.
On average, how many spots are on a Dalmatian when it is born? How many spots on a Dalmatian when it is born? It is either 10 or none. 10 or none. Ireland, you're the leader?
Yeah, I'm one of them. I'm going to go none.
None? Okay. Bergman?
In 101 Dalmatians, I think they did have spots. The cartoon. I'm going to go none.
None. Brian?
I think it is none.
Jacob?
I have no choice. I got to go.
Yeah, you got to go the other way.
Dalmatians are born completely white. No spots.
Okay. Yeah. So Jacob's out.
Thank
Brian,
you.
Brian,
sorry, Jacob.
Thank you.
At least
Brian,
you're not second.
Greg, and John are all tied for the lead. Is this the last
this
one?
This is the last one.
Okay.
What breed of dog did Dorothy bring to Oz?
Oh, no. This is all right up John's alley.
It is either a Cairn Terrier or a Yorkie. What breed of dog did Dorothy bring to Oz?
John
Toto.
Is really concentrated.
Cairn Terrier or a Yorkie?
Who goes first?
We got multiple leaders.
I went first
here.
Last time.
Okay. I will.
I'll go first.
One.
Brian.
Yorkie.
Yorkie.
So, yeah, I don't know what a Cairn Terrier is, but it looked like a Yorkie. I'm going Yorkie.
I'm also going Yorkie.
The correct answer. Cairn Terrier.
Oh, yeah. You had it, Ireland.
Yeah, it was
you
right
had
there
it.
For me. But I was pretty convinced it was a Yorkie.
Yeah, I mean,
I didn't even know
like
it. All right, so it's coming down to the tiebreaker.
Yes.
Here we go.
Okay. According to the Humane Society, got something to write with, something to write on.
Yep, yep, yep.
How many American families are pet owners? Dogs plus cats, so either a dog or a cat. How many million families own a pet? What is that number? Everybody got something?
Okay, I wrote something.
Okay. How many million families own a pet? Ireland?
122 million.
122. Bergman.
I think you got me. I had 93.
93. Brian.
Oh, way low. 3 million.
Okay. The winner.
It's Ireland.
Is Greg Bergman.
Yeah, let's go, baby.
Wow. 85 million.
Hey.
Yeah. Didn't miss it by
boy,
much.
Boy, you went right. You had, like, given up.
Ooh, I thought for sure you had.
So did we finish with the tie for the month?
Yes,
yeah,
tied.
Bergman and I split.
There you go.
That's how it kind of goes in these things.
Yeah, yeah, it does.
I had my chances.
This is just right, right? It should be always be like
probably.
That.
Yeah, it should be. So, Jacob, the game obviously did not go the right way. How are you feeling about the concept of LeBron opting out and then the Lakers re-signing him?
I really don't even have much thought about that.
You don't?
I don't. Let me tell you why.
Okay.
Because I feel like eventually this is going to be LeBron's last opportunity in order to win a championship.
Mm-hmm.
And he is going to work with this team to do whatever it takes in order to bring more talent. Okay?
Right.
I don't know enough about that contract. Of course, right now he's got $51 million. If he opts out, he's able to get more. And the Lakers are saying, we'll give you either 1 year, or if you want two, or we'll do three, or one and one. I think the most important thing here is LeBron is here in L.A. Right now, this is going to be LeBron's town if he can win one more before he finishes.
Sure. Jacob, do you understand? Because I don't. Although I respect their positions. Travis and Greg would like to get out of the LeBron business. Now, if he opted in, they'd be okay with him staying for a year. But, Greg, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but if I'm saying it correctly, you would rather be out of the LeBron business than in it.
a year from now.
Correct.
I don't understand that, Jacob. I think we have an elite star performer still playing at an all-NBA level. I can't for the life of me understand why anyone would want to get out of the LeBron business, but Greg is by far not the only one. Travis, Greg, a lot of listeners. Greg, a lot of feedback we get. People agree with you.
Yeah, oh, it goes lots both ways. People on it's Twitter, 50-50.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely 50-50.
Do you understand the people that don't want LeBron?
I do understand. I think LeBron for the business of NBA is one thing.
Right.
Especially for the business of the Lakers is one thing. On the court, he does an amazing job. But I think a lot of people believe that you can never go forward and really expand to your missing pieces as long as you are in business with him.
Right, but I think that's polluted thinking only because I think he's part of the solution and not part of the problem. If you take that attitude, what you just described, then you're saying he's the problem.
Yeah, so I don't believe that. I believe that you need to stay in the LeBron business.
Me too.
Because I do believe that when a guy at that age is still putting the whole team and sometimes the whole town on his shoulder and trying to get us to a victory, you have to be able to know what type of talent is planning
on. And I think, you guys, part of this problem is that we're basing it on his age, and no one at his age has ever done this.
Right.
So we're all assuming he's heading for a fall. He's going off the cliff.
Right, trying to project.
But I actually think he's like Tom Brady. I don't think he's going to fall off a cliff. I think he's always going to be at a certain level of excellence, and it's just a matter of what you put around
him. I don't think
him.
He'll allow himself to fall off
like
a
Brady
cliff.
Like Brady never did. Brady, right. Even when the year after he retired, was still really good. Remember he lost to
right.
the Rams in the playoffs?
I think it's when LeBron, he will retire before he is diminished.
And I think that's the reason that, you know, as we were talking, if he signs a 1+1 after next year, if he believes that he could, you know, he's not going to be LeBron-ish, he's not going to want to play again.
Yeah.
Right? So he's going to want to go out on top. And I just hope that this summer is going to be spent a lot more concentrating on, you know, the needs. And that's what the Lakers are amazing at, right? They're going to look at the needs. They're going to be aggressive. We have draft picks. They're going to go out there and they're going to try to continue to make this team better. And as Laker fans, that's the one thing that, you know, we look forward to when we have a disappointing season.
Right.
Like we did.
Well, listen, thanks for coming in. Obviously, Game of Games is brought to you by Call Jacob, calljacob.com, 844-24-JACOB. If you're involved in an accident, that's the guy. That's the guy you want. Great seeing you, man.
Appreciate you guys.
Let's do some super crosstalk.
Thank you, guys.
All right, man.
Hey, everybody's in the house today. Shadano's here. Cappy's here from South South. Day after the Lakers exit the playoffs. And Cappy, are you devastated? You were riding the roller coaster all year long. The roller coaster came to a screeching halt last night. How you feeling?
I feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You searching for the words?
Yeah, can't find the words. Can't. There's a word.
Know.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure how I'm feeling.
Yeah. Shadano,
I mean,
can you give a direct
ended the way I thought it was going to end.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah.
They're not better than them.
No, so. They're not. Denver's a better team.
Yeah.
They've obviously been a better team 2 years running.
Right.
Although, George, I'm not sure they win it. I love Denver. I love their coach.
Who beats them then?
I think Minnesota's got a real shot.
Nope.
I think when Dallas beats, I think Dallas is the team that's got the best chance if they beat.
But they
the Clippers.
Play Minnesota in the next round,
right?
Denver.
Minnesota's problem
in the next round.
Is what everyone's problem is going to be against them, which was the Lakers' problem against them, which is basically when they need to out execute you, they can out execute you because they
and
have better chemistry than
games.
Everyone.
Yeah, they're great late in games. Yeah. But I think Anthony Edwards is like a train coming from the back of the pack.
Oh, he's eventually coming.
I don't know if they have anybody who can guard him. KCP's going to try it. KCP sprained his ankle last night.
Yeah.
We'll see. I mean, they don't play again until Saturday, so he should be fine by then. But I think it's a real series. I think Minnesota's going
to... Oh, no. I give you that. Yes.
Yeah.
It's a real series. I just don't think they can win.
Yeah.
You know, the other... I was looking at it today. Phoenix crashed and
burned. By the way, you really look... Like, this is like even for you, even for adult Mace dressing, like, this is like a different level, I feel like.
Really? Next level?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I like that combo and everything.
Yeah, it looks like you're like a professor at Stanford or something.
That's what I'm going for. I'm going... Well, I mean, I'm very professorial.
Yeah. professorial.
I don't know if you want to be a professor these days. Well, that's true. Get on campus.
Yeah,
really.
It's a handful over there.
Buildings. Yeah, no, I'm serious about the.
I love it.
The the style thing. Yeah. I'm developing
now,
a personal style.
If he wore that on television rather than the puffy with the t-shirt.
Yeah, you should have gone with that.
Would that be acceptable?
You should have gone with that. A puffy jacket with a collar shirt doesn't work.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I went back and looked at the tape. Yeah. I reviewed the tape.
You're fine.
And I thought I looked fantastic, so I was okay.
I'm looking out for you.
I know you are. I know you are.
Yeah. I mean, I compliment your wardrobe more than anyone around here.
You do. You by the Ireland, you never compliment my wardrobe.
Why I like what you're wearing today.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Thanks. Johnny, why don't you ever compliment the guy?
I complimented him earlier today. I complimented his podcast.
Okay. There you go. You know,
that's true.
You and Sue Kalinske.
Yeah, I got news for you.
Phil Hendry was on there?
No way. Did I do the voices?
Yeah, I did all the voices.
Listen to this, you guys. I'm flying home last night. Yeah. And very somber flight for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to lay low in the back of the plane. I got my earplugs in. And Phil Hendry starts telling Sue and Mace this story. For people who don't know, Phil Hendry, his job was to shock audiences and listeners to the point where they couldn't believe that
you know
he
started in Miami.
Radio.
I used to listen to him as a kid.
Yeah.
Which by the way,
WIOD.
Yeah.
You know, but it was amazing. I don't mean to interrupt, John, but when we grew up, George and I, both in South Florida, they had a block of radio, because I know you're a big radio listener fan. They had a block of radio, a guy named Neil Rogers, who was out of his mind, number one across the board. He was this gay, Jewish, angry dude long before that was like, and he just killed everybody all the time.
Right, equal opportunity destroyer.
Right.
And then very liberal, but equal opportunity destroyer.
And then as soon as you got done with Neil,
you
went into Phil.
Right.
Like, you talk about a golden age in a city. This wasn't LA or New York.
Right. Well, but Larry King started there too.
Like, Larry
there
King.
There are a lot of people that started there.
But I'm just saying that was an amazing time to be a kid my age. Yeah. I know, a radio listener.
So you're listening to Phil, or the podcast with
I'm
Phil.
I'm listening to the podcast, and I'm trying to keep a low profile because everybody on the plane is very somber.
Yeah.
And I'm drinking an iced tea, and Phil starts telling Mace and Sue this story about how, you know, Phil was the host, he was the guest, and it was to incite callers to call in and yell at the guest, who they didn't know, but it was Phil.
Right.
And he would have a phone, that was a microphone.
Turn off the mic.
If you watch Mason's podcast, he shows you how he does it.
Okay, got it. I'm going to watch this, Mason.
Yeah, I'm fascinated to see how he does it.
Okay.
Sue's asking him about some guy he had on, and I won't get this exactly right, but it was something along the lines of some guy was advocating that we should open a freeway where everybody could drive 100 miles an hour. You know,
like
you know,
the Autobahn.
Because everybody's in a hurry or something.
Yeah.
And the caller calls in and he's furious. He goes, "My daughter was in a serious accident for people speeding." And Phil, as the guest, goes, "Your daughter? Is she hot? She a piece of ass?" And I start, George, I do a spit take.
Right.
And I'm laughing so hard that I'm trying desperately. I don't want anyone
to
notice. I think I got away with it. But it was, you got to listen to that podcast.
I'm going to check that out.
What happened? So Phil was on in LA for a long time.
Yeah.
What station was he on?
He was on KFI.
Okay. Yeah. And what? How many?
He was a Clear Channel guy back then.
Yeah, Clear Channel. Yeah. And then he went to Premiere. He worked for Craig Kitchen at Premiere. Yeah.
And what years was he like, you know, was his heyday in LA radio?
Early 2000s, maybe?
No. Because we had him late 90s.
Okay.
Late 90s.
And so when did he go off air? Like when?
Well, he's been digital only for about 10 years now.
Right. He's still doing shows on Phil Hendry on his website.
Okay.
And you can stream stuff. And he's got an archive of every show he's ever done. KFI gave him all the shows. Premiere gave him all the shows. So you got an archive of everything he's ever done.
And have you seen the Netflix documentary?
I have not.
Oh,
no, I've got to see it.
It's called Hendry. It's great.
I got to see it. The problem is that at my house, on my TV, my Netflix account has my old email connected to it. So when I have to re-log in for some reason.
Yes. This is always a problem.
My God.
This is like three generations ago emails. This is when I first signed up for Netflix in probably like 2003
like
or 4.
You could handle in 10 minutes.
No,
and just
no. This can't be handled.
Like a conversation I've had with my mom and not stepdad Leo about subscription.
Welcome to my life.
But the thing is that if you say to Netflix, "Hey, I would like to reset my password," and they go, "Okay, well, we'll send you an email to this email." Well,
you don't have the email.
That email hasn't existed in 15 years.
Oh, boy.
So now what do you do?
Yeah, what do you do?
You just sign up again
under
your new email.
And start a new email.
You cancel the account?
Yeah. Correct.
And then you start
and
over.
And then start a new one.
Okay. All right, so I'm canceling my Netflix account.
Correct.
And then you're starting
signing up
with
for
your
Netflix.
Current email.
Right.
Okay.
Use your ESPN email since you always log into that one.
Yeah, I don't really use that one too much.
I don't use that at all.
Well, I just joking with him because he didn't have one for so long.
Oh, right.
I don't think I have one. Do you have one?
We all have them.
Oh, we do? We just don't know what they are.
I've never been there before.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go watch it. When I heard you talking today, John, about the Phil Hendry interview, I was like, okay, listen, no offense to producer Emily, who was a recent guest. I was like, I see her every day.
Yeah.
But Phil Hendry, to me, was like, you know, growing up in legend. Radio, it was like a total legend. Yeah. So I can't wait to hear that.
Was that a tough get, or did he agree to do it?
Pretty, I worked on it.
Tough get?
Worked on it for a while.
Bergman's the only one that got that joke.
It was funny.
Ultimately, the documentary was the way in.
I went
through the documentary filmmakers to get to
Phil. Why don't you go to Craig? Craig Kitchen.
Because I don't think Phil and Craig have a relationship
anymore.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, no, he's moved on.
Oh.
Yeah. Did he say something negative? I don't know.
No, he didn't say anything negative. He did mention him. He goes, like, you were being, like, super complimentary. And he goes, would you call Craig Kitchen and tell him that?
Yeah. Yes. That's how it came up. Yeah.
Well, you know, you'll see Phil pop up. Like, I saw him pop up on an episode of Modern Family. I was watching This Is 40. He's got a great scene in that movie.
That's
Paul Rudd's riding his bike, and he runs into Phil's car.
Yeah. Wait, but is Phil Phil?
Yeah.
Okay.
Phil?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's just being an actor. Oh, no.
He's playing a part. He's not Phil as himself. Right.
Okay, and so what is...
And there was a TV show that I think they wrote about him.
They wrote about him at one point, and how old is he now?
It's got to be 70, I would think.
Yeah. Judging from his face, I would say 70-ish.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And I'm just curious, because now you got me really interested. And by the way, this is great promotion for the Culture Pop podcast.
It really is, and one of the best.
Let me ask you, you must have asked him this. Mm-hmm. Does he monetize this digital?
He does.
You think?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
he does.
Okay. And does he do it himself? Or
it's
does
a subscription service.
Okay.
And he's got somebody.
He's already looking for a side angle.
Oh, yeah.
Does he need a sided pole?
Right. Yeah. He might. That would be good for him.
Subscription service.
Yeah.
And people pay X amount per month to have access to all of his stuff, including new shows. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
So he's good monetized
for him.
It. Yeah.
Good for him, man.
Yeah, if you want to see it, go to I especially think the YouTube channel, Culture Pop YouTube channel, has got it, and you can see him do all the voices. And
the phone thing is amazing.
Think about when you were just audio, when you were just an audio podcast,
right?
And I said,
back in the day,
I said, what are you doing, man?
Yeah.
You got to do video on YouTube.
Video's where it's at,
right,
man.
And you're like, I don't know about video on YouTube. I don't want to be on TV. You know, now you're a YouTuber.
I am a YouTuber.
You're like
I'm
Jake
officially
Paul.
A YouTuber. Yeah.
You're going to fight
Justin
Mike Tyson.
Justin Bieber, originally a YouTuber.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And didn't Usher find him?
I believe so.
Yeah,
Usher's going to find you.
Yeah, maybe. Damn. Cappy, he didn't get that one either. Yeah, I know, he didn't get that one.
I got it.
Yeah, there was a line there.
I got it.
Good
like
for you.
Usher, yeah.
I'm glad you got it. So, you had no take on the Lakers at all?
I got a lot of takes on the Lakers.
Are you sad? You're saving the takes for the show?
I'm not sad.
The number one thing we've been debating around here is, and Bergman represents one part of this, and I represent the other part, and it's about evenly divided with the audience. Greg would like to get out of the LeBron business.
He represents the wrong part, is what you're saying.
Correct.
Travis Rogers is also on Team Wrong. I think that's insane.
Yeah.
I mean, the way that he's playing. Cap, where do you come down on that?
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you think that being in the LeBron business is about winning championships, or do you think that being in the LeBron business is about being in the entertainment business?
It could be both.
Yes. Well, can it be both?
Yes.
Yeah. Really?
It can be both.
Can be.
Did you watch him play?
I watched him play individually. I watched the other guys around him, and they lost. Again,
okay,
but Cap,
I think that what you want if you have an NBA team is you want to be competitive, you want to be competing for a championship, and you want to be entertaining.
Okay.
LeBron makes you both.
I totally agree. LeBron makes you both. He makes you competitive, not necessarily competing for a championship.
Well, we'll see. See who they add. See how they reconstruct the roster.
Oh, my God. Reconstruct the roster again?
Well, who do you want to keep?
I mean, everybody pretty much does it every year.
Did you not see the supporting cast? Everybody does it every year?
Really? Because I just want to ask.
Denver lost a bunch of guys.
And they had
to play a bunch of rookies.
How many guys did they lose? Seriously, from last year's championship
team. Bruce Brown and Jeff Green, who were two big parts of what they did off the bench.
But the core and the coach has all remained the same.
Okay. Which players would you want to stay?
So I'm not going to talk about LeBron and AD yet because I'm going to wait.
Well, okay. Right. So beyond LeBron and AD, which players?
Austin Reeves.
I agree.
For sure.
Well, yep. You might have to, if you're going to get somebody,
him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has
that's
value.
Gonna be the, he's, that's going to be the team, the guy other teams want.
Yeah, he's the guy that they're going to ask for.
See, that's a guy I don't want to part with.
Well, then you got a bit of a conundrum there.
Well, you're going to be out of luck, man.
Let me tell you the conundrum you guys are all going to have.
Yeah.
Is next year when it's just LeBron and AD and a whole bunch of other new guys and you're in the same exact position that you're in right now, you guys are going to be like, well, guess what? Now we'll start over with 10
new
guys.
Though?
I don't know.
This is the comparison I used earlier. Last year, the Celtics, last 2-3 years, the Celtics have been really good, but they couldn't get over the hump.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody knew these two guys were going to become available, but both Drew Holiday and Kristaps Porzingis became available. They made the trade for Derek White, yeah. And those are the three new parts. Mm-hmm. Derek White, Kristaps Porzingis.
And they've all been good?
Yep.
And
White in particular. Was it last night?
Last night.
Yeah.
And now
they
have the best record in the NBA, and they're the favorites to win the title. Mm-hmm. So the Mesa's question is the right one. Who else? Who are the other guys?
And who's the coach?
Yeah, and who's the coach? Well, let's start there for a second.
Okay.
You tell me, okay, insiders, who's out there that is a name that has credibility that could walk into this locker room and could have LeBron spread his word, or her word for that matter, this is a great coach, we follow his or her lead.
Let me figure out who gets fired first.
And, yeah. Well, like, here's a couple of possibilities, okay. Cap.
Let me hear.
All right. The first one, to George's point. If the Clippers don't win another game and Ty Lue and the Clippers get a divorce, I think you got to call him.
Well, you can't insult him like you did the last time, right. And go get
well,
the deal
if
done,
you're
right?
Going to give him the if fourth you're going year. To, don't call him.
Just a quick question. So why would there be a divorce pending between the Clippers and Ty Lue?
Because they 5 years, they haven't even made a finals.
Okay, and guess whose fault that is? Is it Ty Lue's
right,
fault?
But we're talking about the whether it's irrational or rational, the fact that Steve Ballmer may say, you know what, I'm not getting anywhere, I'm going to blow him
up. Oh, I don't believe that. But okay.
George, this is a name that I don't know if they would seriously consider it, but I was trying to think of who LeBron might want. And he's hosting a podcast with J.J. Redick.
I said that 3 weeks
Cabby
ago.
So Cabby brought that up the other day.
Do you think is there a conversation?
God, maybe, but that's a tough spot to jump into.
Another first-time head coach.
But he also has mentioned Rondo, too, who would be a first-time head coach.
Right. Yeah, which just makes LeBron the head coach.
Now, let me flip it on you, John. If the Clippers win the series and Jason Kidd loses that series,
another possibility.
He could get blown out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they love Jason.
Correct.
Yeah. So there's
been
three
here.
Possibilities for you, Cap.
All right. Ty Lue, Jason Kidd.
J.J. Redick.
J.J. Redick.
J.J. Redick. Come on.
Not
Come
buying
on.
It?
No.
You're just anti-J.J. Redick because
no,
I've said that
you
I
don't,
would...
No,
because I've said on the record that if J.J. wanted to do the show, it would be J.J. and Sedano.
Yeah. Oh,
I
love the J.J.
and
Sedano show. It is a good show. Yeah. I like the show, too.
That's just your...
And then Cappy
upset.
After Dark. Right. I just don't like the idea of first-time head coaches.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you've got to find somebody that...
Well, but I think the mistake they made with the first-time head coach is they didn't hire an old head to be on his staff.
Correct.
And that was a huge mistake by this franchise.
But I see a guy like...
They wouldn't do that again, I would presume.
I see Kendrick Perkins, though, today talking about Phil Handy.
No.
I mean, that's...
I like Phil, but he's not a head coach.
Okay, well...
In my opinion.
Is he an old head?
I think he's probably going to get an interview.
Yeah. But I mean, he could get an interview, but I don't think he should be the head coach of this team.
But in the end, I think LeBron and Rob and the collaborative relationship between the two is going to help them determine exactly which guy LeBron wants to play for.
Really?
In their collaborative effort. Who's going to coach LeBron? It's not really who LeBron wants to play for. It's who LeBron is willing to have as his head coach, as his babysitter.
Yeah, the kind of guy that when he comes into a huddle, LeBron doesn't have to roll his eyes the way mm-hmm. he did all those times with the kind of coach that would never prompt Anthony Davis to say, we don't know what we're doing half the time. The kind of coach that would inspire people to not sit at the end of the bench and eat gummies. That kind of coach. The kind of coach who in game two.
Wow. Mace is coming with some fire.
Yeah, bring it.
Left with two timeouts in his pocket and a review left and didn't use them.
Are you going to complain about him having his hands in his pockets as well?
No, I didn't.
Okay. That's okay.
That's a you thing.
That's okay. Not me. I don't complain about
Who's
it, but a lot of people
the pocket
do.
Guy?
Darvin.
Darvin. Yeah. That's not a me thing. It's
I don't care if he has his hands
in Oh, you don't mind? The hands
in pocket.
Hands
in pocket don't matter.
We could be worse. We could go to that guy on TikTok who I don't know how
I love that guy.
I don't even know how this guy has a voice left.
Yeah, that guy.
You
said check his
that?
Blood pressure.
Yes. Lakers should have won this series easily, but you have a brain-dead, incompetent human being coaching. All the coaches, Phil Handy, Chris Gent, obviously Darvin Ham, just never be in basketball ever again. If you're switching at
He goes on to talk about the switch.
Yeah,
but he's heated up.
All right, Sedano and Cap coming at
you. Where are you guys
out
going?
Of here.
Yeah, we're back tomorrow. 710 ESPN.